Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today are two guests. One, my partner, John Dedon, who comes on once a month, who brings his special guests. Welcome, John.
Hi, Wayne.
John is an estate planner extraordinaire and represents lots of wealthy families all across the D.C. metro area and across the country. And our other special guest today is Wendy Payne. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Wendy is a wealth management advisor and a financial planner, but she manages her own growing client base in addition to being affiliated with the financial management firm of Lara, Shull, and May. She has her own growing client base, and the company is known as Life Stage Transitions, and we're going to talk about that today. She specializes in working with widows, divorcees, and other women who suddenly find themselves responsible for financial decisions for the first time in their lives. She's developed a thorough process, which I hope to explore today, that guides individuals through their individual life stage transitions. She provides holistic, customized wealth management solutions to her clients. And her passion, which I know you'll hear when she speaks, is to help her clients gain financial empowerment through the insight and education that she offers. Her clients find her empathy and personal care both comforting and valuable. Welcome to the show, John. Take over this interview and let's find out about the empathy and personal processes that Wendy brings to her clients.
Thanks, Wayne. We'll explore that together. Wendy, Life Stage Transitions, when did you create your company?
We officially launched this past August, although the process itself has been evolving well over a decade.
And I want to come back and talk about that, but first, let's go back several years. How did you get into this financial planning business?
Well, my background has been in business administration, and I joined a financial planning firm, and that was really my first introduction to investment management, financial planning, etc. And I stepped outside of the business administration scope, and I just thirsted for more and more knowledge, and I fell in love with financial planning.
And that process started how long ago?
About 13 years ago.
13 years. So you're now a veteran of the financial business. And as Wayne got into when we went through your introduction, you've begun to carve out a niche for yourself within the financial planning area.
Yes, I have.
And that's done now through your company. Tell us a little bit about that.
What happens is that people have needs that are outside of the scope of financial planning. It's outside of the scope of managing investments or selecting how to position their money. And a lot of that really has to do with knowledge and education. I work with specifically widows and divorcees, other newly independent women, so that they have the knowledge and the experience and the skills so that they can continue on in an independent fashion.
So what we've learned is the focus of your business is really the divorcees, the widows, perhaps the women who have not been hands-on in the financial area and need help.
Yes, and also those who have not necessarily been completely absent from their family's financial planning, but those who have not been fully involved with.
So I assume that as you were acting as a planner along the way, you saw that there was a real need to provide this kind of service.
Yes.
I mean, how many times did people come to you? I've had this happen, you know, with a lot of our clients, that the husband all of a sudden passes away. The wife has been sort of relying on the husband to handle all their financial stuff over the years. And she turns to you and she says, "Well, Wendy, what do I do now? What's the first step?" And what's your answer? I mean, I guess you developed a whole bunch of answers over the years. And is that how your process evolved?
It's not a matter of providing answers to my clients. It's a matter of providing various solutions. And if they are educated about the different solutions available to them, it then becomes their answer.
So much of what you do is to educate.
Yes.
And what are the types of areas that you've found the clients need help with? We talked about financial planning, but I know that you're not simply there to invest assets. It's much broader than that.
It is. I'll just give you a couple of situations. I am working with a widow who, she's quite young. She's in her 40s. Hmm. She has never written a check. It was just a year ago today she wrote her first check. She's had to learn how to balance a checkbook. And
wow.
And she quickly grasped the concept of paying her bills on time, but did she understand her her invoice. Was it correct? Was it accurate? Just basic things that a lot of us take for granted. A lot of people, there's a deficiency. They don't know how to do it.
So that's really at a fundamental level of basic day-to-day living. I know Wayne and I, in our practice as state attorneys, see a lot of widows who need help just in dealing with their husband's estate.
Yes.
So that's one issue, the estate administration. A second can be then figuring out their own estate, the widow's estate, and funding a revocable trust. So it's the general estate issues that go into play.
It does. Also tax planning, because I find quite often after a husband passes, now the wife becomes engaged with the accountant or the person who's preparing the income taxes. She takes a huge satchel or large shoebox filled with all kinds of paperwork, and here you are, Mr. or Mrs. Accountant, and now the meter's running. They're spending a lot of time sifting through a lot of information, and it could have been done in a much more efficient way, both saving time and money.
Do you help them set up their processes so that they can more easily approach their professionals?
Yes. We have, again, it's through education.
Sure.
We have an organizational process. How do they keep track of their important documents? How can they identify what's important? I can promise you, you do not need to keep a prospectus from 1987, okay? You would be surprised at people don't throw things away, and they're afraid to because they might need it someday. So identifying what to keep, what to throw away is a large battle also.
So it really seems you can play an important role, not in working in lieu of an advisor, but really complementing the advisors, because there could be a gap there as to how the widow or divorcee is able to act.
Yes. A lot of us have different advisors. We have our attorney, our accountant, our financial planner, investment advisor, insurance agent, etc. I want to bring them together. So now you don't have multiple advisors, but you have one advisory team. And if we have communication between everyone, it's much more efficient. And this way, I've now educated the client in presenting the topics that may come about. She can now communicate with her attorneys and her accountants and such, her professionals, on a more understandable level.
So you can play several roles. One of them is simply being the orchestra leader who's able to tie in the different advisors.
Yes, the orchestra leader, the teacher, the
quarterback.
Yes, exactly.
That's my latest.
Yes.
Since the Redskins actually won a game, I can use quarterback as my reference point. But it's important to have a team that works together, and not everybody does the same thing. Everybody may be doing different things, and so you'll serve as the quarterback for your clients.
Yes, and that's what gives me the most pleasure. There are a lot of investment advisors out there. You know, we can pick. There's a lot of good quality investments out there. I want to do something above and beyond and more meaningful than that, and that's why I created this process.
What is it about the business that you created that is so satisfying for you?
Well, it touches home with me personally. I've had a couple of family experiences. I have my Aunt Alice is quite young. She was widowed all of a sudden at age 39.
Wow.
They have two children. They did their planning. They had wills. They had trusts. They put money aside. They had life insurance. And she felt a little bit of comfort in that after he passed. But then it wasn't too long after that that the horrible truth was that it wasn't enough. And she has worked day and night. She worked more than any person I know. And if I could talk to my Uncle Kurt today, I know he would say this is not the life he envisioned for her. That's not what they planned for. They planned to avoid this. And it's through, if they had the education, if my program existed back then, this could have been avoided. And this is really what inspired the creation of this. And then I later lost my mother to cancer. And when we got the diagnosis, it was an opportunity really to go through the process. And Mom said, hey, I'm going to be your client. You need to help me prepare for my departure. You need to be the advisor, and I'm going to be your client. And then she said, now I want you to put on a different hat. You're now your own client because your mother is dying. You now are charged with all of the tasks. You have to do this. And this is how you're going to be able to relate to your clients. You will have the empathy and you will get it. And she was right.
Well, I know in working with you and seeing the passion and the care that you have for your clients that this is very meaningful to you. It's more certainly than just a job. The way you approach it.
It is. I'm a mother, and mothers want to protect, and they want to help others, and that's what I want to do. I want to help others, protect my community, and I care about people, and that that makes me feel very satisfied in what I do here on this earth.
We're talking with Wendy Payne, who has a company that she calls Life Stage Transitions. You know, it's interesting. It's not just divorcees and widows or widowers that you're dealing with. It's really people that may not have the experience in dealing with financial matters while they're married, and or single individuals who may be young, teaching them how to manage their financial affairs. I think you can really expand this to really adapt to the name of your company, Life Stage Transitions, because that, you know, when you're very young, you're 18, you're coming out of college, you have credit cards, you have a checkbook. You know, do you know how to reconcile your bank account? Things like that that you may not have gotten while you were an undergrad at whatever school you went to.
That's right. And I have two specific processes at this point. One is specific to the widows, the divorcees, the newly independent women that we've been talking about. But I also have a process for couples. Whether you're married, you're in a committed relationship, this is sort of like the fire drill. Okay, there's a fire drill we all practice. We get up, we go outside, and we go to the meeting place. You need to have a fire drill and make sure that if the other one is not there, and we don't know who's going first, and are both of you able to live independently and act independently in a successful manner if and when the time comes that you are the one left behind? And I have a process that helps couples get to that point.
Excellent. That was really what I was getting at. And it's good to know that you have that process that you can offer both to the couples as well as to the individuals.
Besides the clients that you work with on a one-on-one basis, how are you educating the community in general about the process?
I offer some classes. I'm a volunteer instructor through the Fairfax County Adult Community Education, and I also volunteer through the Loudoun County Adult Education. I have classes for both newly independent widows and widowers. I don't want to leave the men out.
Sure.
And I also have a class for the couples. The next classes are coming up in the spring, I believe March and April. The dates have not been listed on the website. You can reach out to those organizations. I will also have them listed on my website, which is www.lifestagetransitions.com, when those are made available.
Well, it's obvious you have not just a passion for the work you do, but also an expertise. I'm looking at a book, Wendy, that I see that was recently published, The Retirement Success Solution, and you have a chapter in there devoted to women and retirement planning.
I do.
Why don't you tell us about some of the subjects that you covered in the chapter?
Well, some of what we talk about is the fact that women tend to take more time out of the workforce. They're raising their own children. They are perhaps in the sandwich generation where they're taking care of their own children and they're either aging or ill parents. And they take time out of the workforce for that. So that means they're not making a salary. They're not contributing to Social Security. They're also not contributing to their 401k or employer-sponsored plan. And so that means that they have less contributed, but yet, statistically, women live longer than men. If I look at the age group of the 65 and older population, for every 4 widowed women, there's 1 widowed man. And that's as of a 2008 statistic. That's a lot of independent women. So we have less saved for retirement. We are outliving the husbands statistically, and we have less paid into our retirement. And because we are the caregivers, I know with me, if I have a dollar, I'm giving it to my children, whether it's through something they want at the store, something that we do together as a family, or I'm funding their colleges. And I'm not downplaying college funding here, but with college, you can pay for college through tuition, loans, grants. There's no such thing as a retirement loan. There's no such thing as a retirement grant.
So not only are you focused on women who may be divorced or widowed, you're also focused on women who are just being good moms, and at some point they need to begin to take care of their own retirement.
They do. They need to plan for retirement first, and then whatever's left over, pass on to the children.
We've been talking with Wendy Payne, who is the owner and operator of a company called Life Stage Transitions. Wendy, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can go to my website. Again, that's www.lifestagetransitions.com. For the audience that are not computer literate, they can always reach me by telephone, which is area code 703-431-7305. You can also reach me through the Northern Virginia Alliance of Professionals Helping Seniors.
Thank you for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
John Dedon, thanks for being another interviewer on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you, Wayne.
And join us next week for another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.